Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, folks? It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show. Here we go.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Yes, indeed, folks.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention, conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number, or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. Pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws, and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says more over than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray USA right now on Facebook. That's DaveBray USA.
That's right, folks. DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on a Mission Storyteller Edition. Get your copy today. You can hear all the great songs like Last Call, Into the Fire, Freedom Rings, and other great classics rearranged and re-performed as the greatness Dave Bray can only do. Also, I would like to say LibertyRush.com. It's social media without the libtarded rhetoric. Hey, Rob, if you're listening. And, of course, PatriotShit.com, my good friend Paul over there, Paul Riley. Right? Hallelujah. So, folks, of course, we have angel families on the show on a regular basis. You know, you all know Steve Ronnebeck and, you know, Marianne Mendoza and Cayenne and Bobby Michael and Laura Irish Wilkerson and Jameel Shaw. Jameel Shaw hasn't been on in a long time. But he was the first angel parent I had on. I had seen his story. And then I started seeing more and more stories. Then I saw Steve's story. Then I saw Laura Irish Wilkerson's story. Then Marianne came on. And then Cayenne and Bobby came on, and others. There have been other parents that have come on the show. And some of the stories are just horrific that you hear. And sometimes these fine parents, these fine folks, go to state houses for local hearings in their county governments to make a statement. And, you know, to say, look, this is what's happening. We got to maybe fight against this one way or another. And on occasion, believe it or not, when you hear the, first you're going to hear the story, then you're going to be like, how could somebody boo that? And it's not the only time. Most all of these angel parents that I speak of have been booed, I'm sure, at a hearing or at some kind of event for sticking up for border security, build the wall, back in the border patrol, and back in the president. If for anything, they're just going to boo you because you like the president and what he's trying to do. Because the vile hatred for President Trump is so deep that they don't care what their constituents want or need any longer. The only focus and only goal is to somehow tie President Trump up so he can't win the election, which he's going to win in a landslide. Beto O'Rourke has now let the Democrat cat out of the bag. They're coming for the guns. All right. President Trump is out there going, we need some meaningful gun legislation. Then he speaks to the NRA and he backs up way up because he's not a stupid man and he realizes that gun laws only tie the hands of law-abiding citizens. Folks, so many people are bashing the president on his proposal of meaningful gun legislation, which means like, if you're a felon and you're caught with a gun, you go to jail forever. If you're a felon and you commit a crime with a gun, you go to jail forever times two. If you're an illegal alien felon with a gun, you go to jail forever times two. And then if you live that long, you get deported. Or maybe you just get deported and stop wasting the tax money. You know? Get out. I don't know. They just keep coming back. We can't like kick these criminal aliens out and deport them because they come back. The border situation is so broken. They come back. They come the first time as Felix Rivera, and they come back the next time as Jose Gonzalez, and the next time Victor Rodriguez. And each time they have a little kid with them. Then where's the little kid go? They got a family busted, paying $80 for a baby to bring across the border to become a family here in America and take advantage of our system. They're taking advantage of our system. There are homeless Americans suffering needlessly while illegal alien MS-13 gang members are coming here with stolen children and getting the world handed to them as they dig into the communities and open up their criminal networks with their bosses, the cartels, back in Mexico or wherever they may be from. This is what's happening, folks. They are trafficking children. They are stealing the kids. They are buying these kids. They're bringing them here. You remember we had a young lady on, and she talked about the foster care system. They bring these kids up. They find that they're not with their families. Now they're stuck here, these little kids with no family. The scumbag that brought them here either gets arrested or deported or released back into the community with a court date. Make sure you come back there, Jose. We want to see you in 6 weeks. Okay, pal? Dance the door. See you later. Thanks. Bye. It was nice knowing you. And now this criminal alien is in the country with a court date in 6 weeks. And as soon as he walks out the door, he finds the first trash can, pitches that right in the trash can. It says, woohoo, free for all. Here we go. Who can we kill, rape, murder, rob? Right? And it's maybe 0.01%. 0.1% of a 1,000 people. So one person out of 1,000 is a bad apple with criminal intentions, and that's one too many. I believe many of these people are being misled and guided here under false pretenses with the honorable idea of bettering their lives and maybe becoming a sufficient, self-sufficient family-supporting American one day. But they're being lied to and misled and led here on false pretenses and then abandoned. And then we all stand there with a bunch of people with little kids. And, of course, we have a heart. We have morals and we have feelings. And we see little kids that are being trafficked across 2,000 miles of barren land to come to America. Some of the folks really want to come here and make a better life. And they come up here and they get to the border and they go, holy crap, we were lied to. You remember the gentleman from Honduras? They're advertising this on TV back home. Come to America, we'll get you there. Have the American dream. And they are enjoying the Constitution. These nice people that are traveling 2,000 miles across barren land with children, some of which die due to dehydration and starvation and other complications of traveling 2,000 miles on foot. But Americans are suffering, and that's okay to a Democrat. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to bring in my guest now. This is one hell of a monologue, an opening monologue to follow. Ladies and gentlemen, our featured guest tonight, Maureen Maloney, angel parent, angel mom, booed more than once. Welcome to the show, Maureen. Sorry, I got
Hi,
on
Mark.
A roll
Thanks
there.
Thanks for having me.
I got on a roll like I couldn't stop. Sometimes that happens. As you can tell, I am fired up for the angel parents, the angel families. And if every American
appreciate that.
If every American was fired up for the angel families like I am, that wall would have been built. Let's see, when was Ronald Reagan president? Back in the 80s there?
Mm-hmm.
That wall would have been up there more than likely if people were as passionate. If people thought for one minute that one American life at the hands of a criminal illegal alien is too many and got pissed off like me, we wouldn't have this crisis. I really believe that. And everybody should be as fired up about this crisis as I am. I don't know why people ain't. I don't know why someone would sit in a hearing and go, here's Maureen Maloney. She's going to tell her story of how her son was killed by an illegal alien. Go ahead, ma'am. Tell us the story. We'll let you tell the story, and then we'll ask the fans and the listeners if they think that was warranting booze. Tell the story so folks know how you became an angel mom. I know it's heart-wrenching to tell the story. You've told it many times, and every time it's like probably torture, and I'm sorry I'm asking you to tell it again. But it gives people perspective, and an idea that someone would boo is sickening.
I do keep telling the story because I want to prevent other families from going through what my family's going through and other innocent Americans from being killed needlessly by illegal aliens. So my son Matthew was 23 years old, and he was riding his motorcycle home in the evening. It was summertime, so it was still daylight out. He was in a residential area, and a criminal, unlicensed, drunk, illegal alien ran through a stop sign, and they collided. But it was a residential area, so they were going slow, and Matthew landed on the hood of the truck and rolled off and survived with just scrapes and some bumps. He was getting up out of the road, and the illegal alien fled. And when he fled, he ran Matthew over, and Matthew got caught in the wheel well of the truck, and he was dragged a quarter of a mile to his death, while horrified witnesses who were out barbecuing on this nice summer night, they were pounding on the truck trying to get this guy to stop. At one point, the driver of the truck ran off the road, and Matthew became dislodged, and he backed up over Matthew again and fled and left Matthew there dying on the sidewalk.
And did they catch this illegal alien criminal?
They did catch him. The police apprehended him that night. And this criminal illegal alien had his 5-year-old son in the truck this whole time, unrestrained.
Fine example. Oh, my God. So
yeah,
he killed somebody with his kid in the car. Killed somebody with his kid in the car.
Yes,
and
the kid witnessed
what happened
the whole
to the child.
Thing, people banging on the was
car
his, trying to get his...
And what happened? Did he went to jail? What happened to the little kid?
Well, the mother is here, so the kid is with the mother. The kid was born here, so he's an American citizen. Yeah, I was going to say that, but I was trying to be a little politically
correct.
We're
not politically correct here. We're not politically correct. This crisis is what it is. That's an anchor baby. They have the kids here that become American, and that's ridiculous. If my mom and dad were pregnant with me and went to the French Riviera, and oops, I'm born in France, that don't make me French.
Right.
That makes me an American born to two Americans who happen to be on vacation in France. That doesn't make me French. That does not make you an American citizen if you come. That's ridiculous. That is them twisting the 14th Amendment to suit their agenda and misinterpreted the meaning of what it was supposed to be initially when they wrote it. They're taking advantage of the 14th. It's crazy.
And, you know, when this happened, our town was in an uproar because Matthew was actually the third person to be killed in a 2-year period by an illegal alien. An unlicensed illegal alien. So the town was in an uproar, and my son's killer did get convicted of driving drunk and vehicular manslaughter, and he was sentenced to 12 to 14 years in jail. But, you know, he'll be getting out shortly because they automatically take 30% of your time off for good behavior.
Yeah.
Good behavior is basically not assaulting a guard or not killing another inmate. You know, if you can avoid doing those things, you can get out on good behavior.
Right. It's usually a 1/3 sentence reduction. As soon as they go, okay, you've been sentenced to 12 to 14 years. And as soon as they hit the gavel, 1/3 of the sentence is erased.
And
that quick.
You know, one of the infuriating things that occurred, it took us 3 years to finally get to a trial, but at one point, the person that killed my son, he's from Ecuador, he has a second grade education, and he said, he doesn't speak English, but he said he didn't speak Spanish either, he only spoke this Quechan, which is an Ecuadorian language in the mountains. So the judge actually declared him mentally incompetent to stand trial because he didn't speak English and he had a second grade education. It took us about 9 months of hard fighting to have that overturned so that we could proceed with the trial.
Still an adult. Still reached the legal age of maturity plus a couple extra years.
Absolutely.
You know, every single person knows right from by the. Yes, ma'am.
They declare these people that don't speak English, they declare them mentally incompetent because they don't understand our judicial system. Well, I didn't understand it at the time either because I had never been in trouble with the law, but you learn as you go along. And if you don't want to be involved with the judicial system, don't commit a crime.
It's so insane that because they don't speak the language and they don't understand our laws, they get a break. No, I'm sorry. Let's go break into Guatemala and find out what happens to you as an illegal alien in Guatemala. Do they pat you on the back, give you a free house, a bunch of money, some food, a car, a phone, an education? I don't think so.
Let you use fake identities to work.
I think that if you come from Guatemala, or whatever country you come from, and you break into our country, you have to be held to the standards of law that the country you came from, because their laws are way more strict than our laws. So if you came from Guatemala and you broke the law and you came into our country, you are now beholden to the immigration laws of Guatemala, and you have to suffer those consequences. You know, and we make it too
easy.
Well,
you know, the other thing is, you know, people say, but they're, you know, these are good people. They're just here for a better life. Well, they're breaking the law by being in the country illegally. They're either working off the books and not paying taxes, or they're using a fraudulent Social Security number, which belongs to somebody else.
Right.
And then to get
not
to work,
that,
they're actually driving, and in many states, they're driving without a driver's license. So they're already breaking
and they're sending
multiple laws.
How many billions of dollars are they sending back to these countries for their families? Now, granted, I really understand a lot of these people maybe are trying to take care of their families. But that doesn't, that's not an excuse to break the law. I use this analogy a lot, Maureen. I say, I go down to the local grocery store. I'm doing whatever I can. I have no money. I have kids at home. They're hungry. So I go to the supermarket, and I stick 2 pounds of chopped meat in my pants or up my shirt and a loaf of bread, and I try to get out of the store. And I get caught. And then I explain myself to the manager. Sir, I have kids at home, and they're hungry. I am just trying to feed the family. The guy's not going to pat me on the back and say, oh, okay, sir, here's 2 more pounds of chopped meat, another loaf of bread, and $50. Come back tomorrow. No.
Right.
They call the cops, and you get arrested. You broke the law, doing whatever it took
and
to feed your family.
And you get separated from your family while you're in jail.
Right. Right. You don't take your kids to prison. Well, Your Honor, can we have the family cell? the one with the man cave in it. I'll take the 2-room cell. You know, what the hell, what do they think is going to happen here? It's unbelievable. And then they never take into account the fact that folks like you are permanently separated from your family. They don't even address it. When you say it to them, they racist. They throw that at you.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, you're a racist or a xenophobe or some kind of phobe. They get mad and angry and start insulting you and bullying you around like they're like some kind of crazy person. It's one thing I learned about being on the conservative side of things. When the chips are down, we will even help our enemies. We will not attack our enemies when they're down. We will help. They won't help
mm-hmm.
us for nothing. We are better people, and that's just the facts, and they hate it. And they don't want us to have freedom. They don't want us to be free. They want us to be oppressed. And I tell people all the time, the Democratic Party is the party of Jim Crow, the party of slavery, the party of the KKK. Not one Democrat voted to end slavery. Not one. So I say to you, folks, you really need to wake up if you're following the Democratic ideology, because they have flipped their lid, and they are more for the illegal immigrant than they are for the constituent living on the sidewalk a mile from the front door of Nancy Pelosi's house.
Absolutely. We need to start
really
taking care of our own, our poor, our elderly, our veterans. We
yeah.
need to take
if
care
put,
of the American
if
citizens.
If we put half the effort into the homeless American veteran that they do for the illegal aliens, there'd be no homeless veterans. And they would only require half the effort. Because half
right.
of them would be like, thank you for the help. And they would get self-sufficient, they'd move on, and they would get off the system. The other half would be the disabled, injured ones who can't get off the system, who we should be proud to help.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the yeah. other thing is, you know, years ago when people immigrated here legally, our ancestors, they were proud to come here. They wanted to learn the language. They wanted to work. They were proud. They didn't want charity. It's a different group of people coming here now. They don't want to assimilate. They don't want to learn the language, and they have their hands out. They want everything for free.
Right. Can you imagine 1910, there was a big boom of folks coming here from Europe. That's when my family on my dad's side got here and my family on my wife's side got here. 1910, almost, it seems almost like they were like right behind each other in port when we went back into our family histories. And they were both in Little Germany in Brooklyn, New York, in 1910. They got off the boat, and guess what they started doing? Working. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? But first, they have to stop at Ellis Island and get registered and get a Social Security number and become legal. And
right. And you got your health exam there to make sure you weren't bringing any diseases into the country.
Now look what's happening. Measles outbreaks across the country. Sicknesses and illnesses that were eradicated in this country years ago are now on the rise once again. They're bringing it to our school. School classrooms are becoming overwhelmed with people who don't speak the language and have no clue, and now are robbing our kids of quality education because of the extra time being spent on the illegal alien children who are here sucking up the education space from our children. So it's going to hurt all the way down to the little ones.
And it's not even affecting teachers, because a lot of schools want you to be bilingual now. They don't, you know, speaking English isn't good enough. You need to be able to speak a second language so you can communicate with these kids. So it's making harder for teachers to get jobs.
And they don't take English as a second language. They don't take it. They go through 8-10 years of school here in America and never speak English. It's crazy. It's unbelievable.
Right.
And so back in on Memorial Day, we witnessed greatness on Memorial Day weekend this year when Brian Colfage and We Build the Wall got busy. Were you part of all the festivities down there? And if so, I'm sorry that it took me so long to get you on the show, because everybody from there has been on the show.
No, actually, I wasn't. I was working that weekend.
That was one heck of a weekend, man. I couldn't believe what I witnessed. And I'm looking forward to the next round of walls being built on private property by We Build the Wall. You can go find We Build the Wall, folks. I think it's WeBuildTheWall.org, I believe it is, off the top of my head. And you can go there and you can donate $10, $20, $30, whatever you like, however many bucks you got, you extra you can donate. And when the next section of wall goes up, you can say, look at that. I helped secure our nation for the future of our country. All
and we need to
folks,
get behind our president and get Congress to release some more money so he can continue building
right. And if you want Congress to work correctly, folks, for the right reasons, you got to elect people like Steve Ronnebeck running for Congress in District 2. I believe he's District 2, maybe 3. I had a lady on. She was District 3, and they're running together like in District 2 and 3, side by side there. And I forget. But he's running down there in Arizona. And if you're down there, vote for him. If you're not down there, go to Steve Ronnebeck for Congress. Find him. Search him out. Donate $10 to his campaign, for crying out loud. People like him, we got to get elected. Look for the folks like Steve in your local community. Folks, local elections are so important. Up in Minnesota, local elections just recently elected 6 more Muslims up there to the state government. Pretty soon, Minnesota will be a complete Muslim state. They're overrunning Minnesota and Michigan. They are pushing really hard to take over these two states. And that's what they do. They take it over from the inside out. They start small, school boards and county commissions and, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And they creep their way in and start with, if they take over the local government, then they take over the state government, then they take over the federal government. It's part of Sharia. It's part of jihad. It's how they do it.
They're destroying us from within.
And we know we should have learned this lesson from the Romans. When we all learned about the Romans in the fall of Rome, how they were fed bread in circuses, and they were kept highly entertained. They had the feeding people to the lions while they drank wine and ate big loaves of bread and got fat. Sound familiar? We have gladiators today. It's called the NFL. We have football, we have hockey, we have baseball, we have Hollywood. And while your face is buried in the TV slamming beers and eating wings, they're taking over. They're stealing your rights, and they're taking over. Little by little, they legislate away the Constitution. Folks, it's our duty as Americans to disobey unconstitutional laws. But as law-abiding citizens, we go, but we're law-abiding citizens. That goes against everything we stand for, but we're supposed to. Disobey unconstitutional laws. If it don't fit within the 27 amendments of the United States Constitution, then it don't fit. And so all these statutes, all these little things, but they tie us up so much in these little crappy laws and these little courts, little district courts where they get you for the littlest things that are so violating our civil rights and separating our children from our families. Because, folks, when they take your tax money and they spend it on illegal aliens while Americans suffer, that is the ultimate taxation without representation. It's an ultimate kick to the face of American people. MMA, stop, McGregor chop right to the neck. It's what it is. It's taxation without representation. Does that sound familiar? Where have you heard that before? A lot of us took history class and remember that. Took some civics. Because when I was a kid, they taught that stuff. We had the School of Rock. Schoolhouse Rock. I'm just a bill on Capitol Hill, you know? They taught us this stuff. Now what do they teach? Well, we were attacked on 9/11, and it's because of evil America and its exceptionalist ways. What? And they're brainwashing these kids that America is the problem. I'm telling you, when schools up north are teaching kids that the Tea Party guys were terrorists, what? What? You know, it's scary. If those guys didn't get mad and throw the tea into the harbor, we'd all be British. You'd fly in the Union Jack over our state houses. You'd be flying the Union Jack next to our garage. But some schools teach that they're terrorists. Unbelievable. Maureen, I had a lady on last week, my last show, Thursday, Elsa from California. And her son came home from school with a Quran study lesson, learning Quran vocabulary words, definitions, drawing pictures, and taking tests about Islam. Seventh grade history in California. They're not teaching American history.
How do you get away with that? Because there's supposed to be a separation of church and state. Like, they're not supposed to be teaching religious stuff in school.
They're taking away the Ten Commandments from state houses. They're taking crosses down. They're getting rid of religious statues, and they're teaching the Quran at the same time. It's a takeover.
Mm-hmm.
It's really scary, and it's not one little part of a textbook on history. It's five chapters on Islam in Living History, seventh grade, California. So if your kids are taking Living History and you live in California, this is what they're teaching. And they skipped over the first few chapters that where Christianity is mentioned a little bit. They skipped over that and went straight. The first lessons of the school year were Muslim lessons in history. That's unbelievable. And if we don't make a stand and slam the door at the border, and we don't start making a stand for our children, and we don't start having more children. You have Bernie Sanders is now calling for population control as Islamists have 8 children per family and Americans have 1.2. Guess what? At that rate, we're going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage the young. If you're in love and married and you're really happy, have 6 kids. It's okay. Have 8. Match the guy, the Muslim, down the block with the 8 kids. Match him. Or we're never going to survive. This country will fall victim to Latinos and Muslims. And I love the Latino. I have a lot of Spanish friends that came here legally. They came here legally. We have a whole pile of guys at my job, all legal, all from Central and South America. They come to work every day. They pay their taxes.
And I bet they're not in favor of illegal immigration because they did it the right way.
Well, we got one guy who's back there. I had a little spat with him, and he actually told me that he's more American than I am because his lineage comes from the American continent, North, Central, and South America, where my ancestry comes from Europe. So he's more American than me. Imagine that. So even some that did come the legal way don't feel like, wow, this is the greatest place ever. So, you know, you've got some bad apples that are coming legal. There's bad apples in every bunch, even the ones that are coming here legally. There's a couple of things, you know. But you can't fault the whole batch because one apple's rotten. You take the rotten apple, you throw it into the jail cell, and then you deport it back to the apple orchard, you know, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened.
We need to secure our borders because, like you said earlier in your intro, you know, you deport these people and they come right back.
So almost what's the point of deporting them right now? Do you send them back and they come back in a week? And they just come, they just go down the border 50 miles and they cross someplace else. And here they are. Now they're back in the country. And instead of being in Arizona, they're in Texas. Now they get caught in Texas next time they go to New Mexico. They get caught in New Mexico next time they go to California. They get caught in California, then they go back to Arizona. And they just keep coming back.
Mm-hmm.
They don't ever
because
leave.
There are no consequences.
Exactly. And, you know, the border crossings are down. They're starting to realize maybe a little bit. So that they're not really coming in. Or either that or they are not telling us the truth. But border crossings are down and detentions are up and things are happening. And, you know, the wall's got another, what, $1.8 or $1.3 billion got now transferred over. They're going to be building more of this wall. And it's very important. And I got to say, again, the diehard fans out there, I've never seen a president make a list of promises on the campaign trail and check them off one by one.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen it. I've never seen it in any politician anywhere. For any reason, make a list of promises and work so hard in all the adversity that think about the adversity. This guy is getting a personal attack 24/7, 365 since he got in office, since before he got in office, since the second he came down the escalator and said, you know what, I'm running for president.
Mm-hmm.
Since that day, he's been under extreme attack by psychopathic leftist liberals who have gone totally off the deep end. And you know what? I can't find any liberals now who are moderate or in the middle. It seems like they've all just gone off the deep end. It's insane. People I grew up with, people that went to the same schools and learned from the same history teachers as me, have gone off the rails. Where, how did I learn history and love my country so much, and people my same age that went to schools the same time I did, learned the same history lessons I did, hate America and wish for socialism? What? Why would any American...
They should go live in a socialist country for 6 months and then come back and see if they still want socialism here.
I would say go down and live in the leftist that lives in mom's basement playing Dungeons and Dragons all day long or whatever they play in their video games, goes down to a socialist country and can't sit on the couch and play video games for one day. You got to send them down for 6 days. You don't have to go for 6 months. 6 days, 6 hours. They'll be like, what? Hey, I want a sandwich. All right, here's a little piece of paper. Go down there and stand on that line of 6,000 people. If there's something left when you get to the front of the line, you get to eat. You know what I mean?
Right.
Send them there. That's what happens in socialism. They regulate your food intake, what you can eat, when you can eat, how you can eat it, where you can drive, what kind of car you can drive. The businesses, they want to regulate all the businesses, take control of all. Socialism, there is no private business. Government controls the business. You work for them. It's bullcrap. Socialism leads to communism. And all that socialism, all that stuff leads to mass immigration to the United States illegally.
Absolutely.
These dictatorial regimes that squash the people. Venezuela 10 years ago was a wonderful place. Now look at it. One of the wealthiest nations on the planet. They had great oil. They were doing great. And that's what they take the example of Venezuela. It takes one crooked leader. One.
Mm-hmm.
What the heck was his name? Hugo Chavez. That's it. Destroyed a whole country. One guy. One of the wealthiest nations turned it into a S-hole, as they say. A shite hole. And now I have my friend, if you're in the live feed, she's from New Zealand, Mandy, and New Zealand is collapsing right now. Hey, buddy, what's happening? There he is, my Taekwondo master. Time is 8:41. It's 8:41 p.m. at Patriot Nation Radio Show, Monday, and we are talking with Maureen Maloney, Angel Mom. And we're having a very, very in-depth chat about all things that are associated with the illegal alien crime wave that is occurring. And I believe, and I don't know about you, Maureen, but I believe a lot of this is orchestrated by nefarious outside sources. I know that they are funding it in a big way, people like George Soros. What do you think?
I totally agree, and last week when I testified at the State House opposing the driver's license bill, there were only 7 of us there testifying to oppose it because it was on a Wednesday and most people are working. But they were bringing people in by the busloads and they were paying them. They paid these people to show up and testify. So, of course, we were sorely outnumbered there. But who is paying for this? It's somebody with very deep pockets.
Yeah, very. And
that's
not the only place.
Soros is behind this.
It's not the only place they bust them in either. They went to Charlottesville and they had all these riots in Charlottesville. Guess what? They had video of the Antifa guys and Black Lives Matter coming off the same bus as other groups that were not supposed to be together. They videotaped all these people being bussed in and it being orchestrated. But it doesn't make the news because the news don't want to hear that. They don't want the truth. They don't want any of that to come out. So they hide it. It's unbelievable. So do you have any organizations or groups or anything that you want to promote, maybe for funds that, or awareness or unity?
So I'm vice president of an organization called AVIAC, which stands for Advocates for Victims of Illegal Alien Crime. And it was formed by victims of illegal alien crime, and we're there to help legislators see the light and close the loopholes on our immigration laws and get that southern wall built. We're actually going to Washington next week. There's going to be a rally on September 24th in D.C. at the Capitol. There's going to be sheriffs from across the country there with parents and siblings that have lost a loved one at the hands of illegal aliens. So there's going to be a couple hundred of us there at this rally. And so anybody in the D.C. area, you know, please stop by.
Is that AVIAC.org?
AVAC.us.
.us. All right. AVAC.us. There you have it, folks. Go there and become part of the awareness, part of the campaign to bring truth and justice to these poor families.
And hear, you know, hear the stories of what really is going on in this country. And it's yes, people are being killed, and my son was killed, but there's so many other victims. There's people being raped. You know, every day people are being raped. They're being mutilated in motor vehicle accidents. They're having their identity stolen. I mean, people are being victimized over and over and over again by illegal aliens.
And it's nonstop. It's every day. In 2 years previous, it was something like 4,000 homicides, 4,000 families permanently separated from their family members. And they're worried about...
The media tries to cover it up, and they leave out the fact that, you know, they're an illegal alien. They'll say, you know, a man from Milford. Well, no, he's not a man from Milford. He's an illegal alien who happened to be in Milford when he killed somebody.
Right. Yeah.
But they want you to think that it's, you know, U.S. citizens that are wreaking this havoc, and it's not. And the media right now is our enemy. They're telling a very one-sided story that's, you know, greatly exaggerated when they talk about the poor families being separated. These are people that have made a decision to leave their home country and drag their children 2,000 miles across the desert and put their children's lives at risk to get into
and then when they die, it's President Trump's fault somehow. That these people drag their kids 2,000 miles across the desert. And it's unbelievable that they can't go, well, the administration at last, the policies is what they're coming here to get in with. But somehow it's President Trump's fault. The last administration built a bunch of cages and put the people in cages, and somehow it's President Trump's fault.
And if you, as an American, if you took a child across the desert and wasn't, you know, weren't prepared for the harsh conditions, and something happened to that child, you would lose custody of that child. You would be charged with child abuse. But yet, you know, we have open arms for these people. We praise them that they dragged their kids 2,000 miles across the desert, and, you know, they survived.
They create a humanitarian crisis and pull on everybody's heartstrings because they know even the wackiest person feels bad for kids, you know? So it doesn't matter if you're
absolutely a
totally extremist right winger or you're an extremist left winger, even some of them have a soft spot for the kids, yet they don't stand up for the kids. It's unbelievable. And then they bring these kids here and they go, oh, they're separating from their families, and then 80% of them aren't even with their family. 80% of them have been trafficked 2,000 miles.
And the other thing that we didn't touch on is how many of these children are sexually abused along the way.
Yeah.
You know, there's...
And how many teen girls are turned out onto the streets?
Absolutely. The parents put the teen girls on birth control
when
they're starting on the journey because they know what's going to happen along the way. So, you know, they don't even care. They don't care about their own people. How can we expect a lot of these people that are coming in to care about our country and our laws when they don't even care about their own?
Why can't folks understand this? I don't get it. It's just crazy. And it befuddles me.
Well, I pray that President Trump gets reelected. You know, we need him for another 4 years. He's doing so much for this country. And, you know, the first time I met President Trump was back in 2015, shortly after he announced that he was running. And he looked me in the eyes, you know, when he heard the story about my son, and he said, your son's death will not be in vain. And he has, you know, kept to his word. He is fighting hard for the families that have lost loved ones.
God bless him. He's really a patriot. You know, right now people are like, oh my God, meaningful gun legislation. What does that mean? That means we're just going to play the game and do some bull crap that doesn't matter. That's not going to do anything to hurt law-abiding American citizens and to appease. Because he knows an armed society is a polite society.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what is really hard to find? And I keep finding the stories, right? It turns out they're like 1 and 2 and 3 years old. Is that the good guy with a gun saves the day? They don't report any of those. They cover those up and they hide those. They don't want you to know that, hey, there was a guy going into the Walmart with an AK-47 and two guys in the parking lot with handguns stopped him. They don't want you to hear that. Oh, what?
Yeah.
Really? You know?
Or the little old lady that, you know, defended herself against somebody burglarizing her house because she happened to have a shotgun.
Yeah.
They would have burglarized her house and, you know, beat the crap out of her, if not killed her.
Right. You know? And then if grandma shoots the assailant, all of a sudden the assailant's now a victim in certain states and the granny goes to jail. It's unbelievable. It's really, really crazy.
That's why people need to, you know, speak up. They need to have their voices heard at the ballot box. You know, we need to really research the people that we're voting for.
Yep. We got a hot local election for county commissioner down here in my state, in my county, and three of the county commissioners that all ran on less taxes, cutting taxes, and helping their constituents just voted for a 14% property tax hike in our county. And guess what? Three out of five wins. And these three turds who ran on less taxes voted for more taxes. So we got a tumultuous election season coming up here in my local election. And all three of these guys are on the chopping block for voting for more taxes. Two of them fought really hard and came up with plans and alternative ways to slice the county budget without raising the property taxes. 14%. Like, that's a lot.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot, 14%. I was like, look,
absolutely.
3%. If you came at me and said 3%, I'd still be mad, but it's only 3%. You know, there's a cost of living on everywhere. It's usually around 3.5%. So if you came at me and said, well, we need a 3% tax hike on property, I might have been like, well, damn, more taxes? Okay, well, all right, 3%. 14. It's like, wow, man, holy moly. So do you have any events coming up that you want to promote one more time, and then I got to wrap up the show?
Yes, I would. The rally that is being held is called Badges and Angels Rally at the Capitol at 10 o'clock on September 24th. We're going to have some congressmen there with the sheriffs and the parents and siblings of victims of illegal alien crime. And we're going to let Congress know they need to start taking action. We are not going to stand by and let them do nothing and let our country be overrun and our loved ones killed.
Right on. It's important, folks. If you can get involved, get involved. If you can help out, go to their website. It's AVIAC, AVIAC.us. Help out. Make a donation. Help do something. You know, have a radio show and have them come on and promote it. This is what we can do. There's all kinds of ways to help. And so head on over there to www.aviac.us and give a helping hand. I want to thank you, Maureen, so much for coming on and telling your story and sharing your story.
Well,
God bless
you. Thank you for having me.
And God bless you and your family as you move through this horrible thing that's happened to you guys.
And, you know, thank you for having your show and having so many patriotic guest speakers on.
Yes, ma'am. And I want to thank all the angel parents who come on the show from time to time. You guys, your story is important to me, and people need to hear it. Again, Maureen, thank you so much. And if you have a slot on our show anytime, just send me a message, say I got an update, and I'll bring you in.
All right. Thanks a lot. Have a good night.
You too. God bless. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's Maureen Maloney, angel mom. You heard that right there. She was booed at an event, a local event, telling the story of how her son was killed by an illegal alien. It's insane that people would boo someone whose child was killed by an illegal immigrant criminal. Insane. It's a preventable crime. So this Thursday is a big, big show, folks. Okay, I got a big show. There's a gentleman. He's got a book out. The book is out. It is called, let me get all the information here. His name is Andrew Pollack, and his daughter, Meadow, was killed in Parkland. He's got a book out now, and he's going to be coming on the show here very soon. In fact, he's coming on the show this Thursday. That's right, folks. You heard it. He's coming on the show this Thursday, and his book is Why Meadow Died, The People and Policies That Created the Parkland Shooter and Endangered America's Students, by Andrew Pollack and Max Eden. Why Meadow Died. He'll be coming on speaking about his book and all the tragic events that led up to Parkland, the whole massacre, and the aftermath. He is not anti-gun. He's not looking to squash the Second Amendment. In fact, he understands the deal. He's coming on. And then also we have from the Erin Cruz show. This young lady's got a show. Her name's Erin Cruz out of California. And they are going to give us an update on the Governor Gavin Newsom recall petition that is circulating California right now. Guess what? It's gaining steam. You might be able to get this turd out. That would be very important. So that's this Thursday. Erin Cruz from the Erin Cruz show talking about the recall petition of Governor Newsom out there in California, and Andrew Pollack, Why Meadow Died, his book, out now. Tell you how to get a copy, and we'll talk all about the incident. So until we meet again this Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, I want to say good night. God bless you. God bless America. It's the Star Spangled Banner by our good friend Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on a mission. Storyteller edition. Here we go. All right, folks. Thanks again. It's my pleasure to always be here with you guys. God bless you too, Bobby and Cayenne and all the Angel families and all those affected by illegal immigrant crime. And to you, I say God bless and good night. Thank you all for tuning in. Meet us here 8 p.m. Eastern, right after Conservative Perspective, 7 p.m. Thursday, and followed by me at 8 p.m. The best 1-2 punch in alternative media, A Conservative Perspective with James Bostic and A Patriot Nation Radio with me, your host, Mark Hoffman, this Thursday, starting at 7 p.m. Be there, be square. Till then, good night, God bless you, and God bless America.